This is Jan Swift, and you're listening to Discover Lafayette, a podcast dedicated to the people and rich culture of Lafayette, the gateway to South Louisiana. Discover Lafayette is recorded in the offices of Raider Solutions, a technology company located in the Light Center in Lafayette, Louisiana. Raider offers a complete fleet of IT solutions for businesses of all sizes. Raider's motto is, "You just want it to work, we understand." If you're wondering if Raider can help your business, please visit RaiderSolutions.com. And I'd like to thank Better Options Initiative for its support of Discover Lafayette, as well as its work to build stronger families. Better Options Initiative utilizes trained professionals to make our region a better place for children, to prevent parental alienation, and helps adults focus on effective parenting skills for families living in conflict. For more information about the good work of Better Options Initiative, please visit betteroptionsinc.org. My two guests today are Dr. Shonda Johnson and Sally Creed, and they're both here to discuss the New Beginnings program and the positive benefits of the program in eliminating harm to Acadiana's children due to parental conflict. And this is part two of our episodes where we've been focusing on the work of Better Options Initiative. Dr. Shonda Johnson has earned a doctoral degree in counseling psychology. She has experience working with survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault, with children and adolescents placed with therapeutic foster care agencies, and with children that have ADHD or disruptive behavior disorders. And then Sally Creed, our other guest, is a licensed professional counselor. She's a supervisor and a registered play therapist. She's been in practice for over 26 years. She specializes in play therapy with children as young as two, on parenting issues, individual therapy for adolescents and adults, grief and trauma issues, and marriage and family counseling. And I do want to say, Sally, we met through your mom, Mary Kay Scott. I want to just shout out to her. I hope she's going to listen to this. So I want to welcome you both to Discover Lafayette. So Dr. Johnson, if I may call you Shonda during
Shonda,
the interview, would you please define what the New Beginnings program is and how you got involved in it?
Sure. So the New Beginnings program initiated out of came to us from Arizona State University, Charlene Wolchick and Erwin Sandler. I wish I had the original date, but it's been around and very well researched for at least 30 years.
Oh, okay.
I know that they are currently doing some 30-year follow-up studies. And so when Better Options Initiative went to look for an intervention program that we could bring that would really work to create positive changes for children and families, Dr. Elliott really zeroed in on the New Beginnings program.
Mm-hmm.
And so in communication with Arizona State University staff, Dr. Sandler and Dr. Wolchick agreed to come down to Lafayette, and they trained an initial group of seven of us to implement the New Beginnings program. And so that was 2 years ago. That was October of 2016. And so 2 years later now, we've trained a whole second cohort with Sally and six others. I think there were six at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we have two locations running. We have groups that run at Oquin & Associates, kind of on the south side of Lafayette. And then we also have groups that run in the Oil Center.
Central.
Concurrently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So right now we have six running. Monday through Thursday, every night of the week, we have groups up and running.
And let's talk about what you actually do. Like, what are the groups? What is the group's purpose in New Beginnings? What are you teaching the families that are there?
The goal of New Beginnings is really to strengthen, to help children, to facilitate their healthy adjustment following parental divorce or separation.
Okay.
And so we know that divorce and separation, and in some instances, parents were never married, but they are parenting separately, places children at increased risk of aggression, increased risk of mental health problems, anxiety or depression, increased risk of academic problems, social problems. And so you think of all of the changes and the difficulties that families go through during those periods of time. New Beginnings is really focused on building up the positive resources and strengths that families have so that that parent-child connection and relationship. It's focused on teaching parents very effective, consistent discipline strategies and techniques. And most importantly, well, not most important because they're all important, but keeping kids out of the middle of conflict. Because what we know from the years of research on divorce and separation is that it's not that the divorce per se harms children, it's the conflict. Mm-hmm. It's the chronic exposure to conflict that's harmful to children.
Right.
And so we want to build up the strengths and resources that families have to eliminate the harm to children.
Right. And I would like to say, for those that may not have listened to our first podcast with Better Options Initiative, that group was set up through a private benefactor, and Better Options Initiative studies the issues. They get empirical data to see that conflicts in families can lead to harm to the children and to the family unit. And so this New Beginnings program that we're talking about is actually the training that the families will go through. Better Options was a conduit for this program, and you guys are the ones that actually work directly with the families with counseling. So Sally, let me get you to pull into the conversation.
Well, one of the things that people think is that it's going to be the moms and the dads in there together, and they're very, very, you know, high anxiety. It's like, mm-hmm. I don't want to be in the same room with him. And that's why they split it off into just the moms group with a female facilitator and then just the dads group. So they're on different nights, and so it's never been an issue. And the first five, it's a 10-week program. The first 5 weeks, you focus on building warmth. Connect with your kids. Do fun things with your kids. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, well, I don't want to start with that. You know, they're acting out. They're doing this. I want to learn discipline techniques. It's not effective when you haven't built that relationship and they don't trust you. Mm-hmm. So the first 5 weeks, we teach them how to listen. You know, and then if you can't listen, how to postpone it for another time and how to have fun with them. And then in the middle, the very sixth session is how to keep them out of the middle of your conflict with dad, how to teach moms how to shut that down. And then the seventh, eighth, and ninth is better discipline. Mm-hmm. And it's been exciting to see some of the light bulbs go off with these mothers who just don't have a clue how to get their kids to do anything. They're,
oh my
you know,
gosh.
Everybody's depressed.
Yeah. Right. Chaos.
And so just getting them to laugh together. The first week, you get them to do something where they laugh and they have a great time, and they all come in all lit up, like, oh my gosh, I've not seen my children laugh like that in forever. Uh-huh. And it's just so neat to see.
What type of things do you recommend that they do? Like if you're dealing with teenagers, middle schoolers, what are you telling
Well, I
the
have
parents?
A really funny story about a woman who had a 17-year-old boy who did not want to cooperate because the siblings were part of the conflict, and they were like 3 and 5, and they're too little, and I don't want to do baby things. And she's like, he won't do anything with us. And so before we sent her out to do this the first week, I said, well, you know what you could do? You could tell him if he doesn't want to cooperate, he can go clean all the toilets in the house while y'all do something fun. And she just laughed. She says, I'm going to try that. So he's like, I'm not doing it. And she goes, well, we're going to make brownies, and you can go clean the toilets. Mm-hmm. And after a few minutes, he goes, no, I think I'm going to make the brownies. And she said, we had more fun, and I've never seen him laugh. And she says, now he's all in.
Yeah.
And just they come in, and just to hear one mother share and all the other ones chime in, they're starting the good stuff. And so some of the things that we tell them to do, you can't watch TV, you can't use electronics, your phones have to be put up, and it has to be inexpensive so you can repeat it week after week. You can't go to the bowling alley every week. Mm-hmm. These mothers are on a budget.
You don't have to spend.
Old-fashioned fun.
Yeah,
yes.
You don't have to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
You can play badminton in the backyard.
Yes,
you know?
And just all the, and one, you know, the different ages of the kids, you know, 1 week one can pick and the other week. Mm-hmm. And the kids pick the activities and the parent has a, you know, chance to veto it. Mm-hmm. But they've gone fishing, they've gone bike riding, just getting out for an hour or two a week.
And this seems so common sense, but I guess when you've been living in chaos and you're stressed, you kind of shut down, don't you?
Well, and I think that's to go back to what you were saying originally, is that it's not a co-parenting program. Mm-hmm. It's not about the two parents' relationship with each other. But what we find, it's completely about the parents' relationship with their child. But what we find is that parents get so focused on the positives with their child that they're less concerned about what's happening with the other parent. And so the focus gets shifted. And and the beautiful thing is we see parents come in sometimes at orientation and they're hurt and they're angry and they've been you know, they feel really beat up by, you know, maybe the court system. And by session one and two, there's laughter, there's joy, there's sharing stories. Even though it is not a therapy group, it's a parent education program, mm-hmm. there's still such a supportive component about being in a room full of other parents that have been where you are yeah. and can relate and understand. And I'll segue because Sally is a female, obviously leads mom's groups, mm-hmm. But our mother and father groups are really, they're identical in everything about them, psychologists, though, to work with the dads. Male group leaders who mm-hmm. lead the fathers' groups, and mm-hmm. I know we tend to give mom examples because we were yeah. female group leaders. But yes, but the moms' groups and the dads' groups are identical, mm-hmm. Aside from
the gender.
That's
yeah.
it.
I have a male client that I had recommended to this program, and he came in. He goes, "This is phenomenal. I never knew this." Oh. And it's not rocket science. It's just, you know, you're so busy living your life, you mm-hmm. don't stop and think, what do they need? And one of the things that is, it comes secondhand to a parent is to catch your kids when they do something wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We all do that. We are expert at it. But that's not what they need. If you're at work and you're doing a job, you don't want someone to come up and say, oh, look, you know.
Yeah. Look at all the typos.
Yeah, look what you did. And I tell them, how does it feel when somebody commends you for what you do? And they're like, awesome. Well, your kids need that.
Yeah.
And so we have this thing called catch them being good. Mm-hmm. And the kids are starting to clean up their rooms because they want to hear the good stuff. They want to see mom notice mm-hmm. me or dad notice me mm-hmm. for something I'm doing right. And it's not hard. It's just something they
right.
have to practice.
But to teach this, I understand that you have to be certified from the New Beginnings
mm-hmm. yes.
people in Arizona. And so, Shonda, talk if you would about when you got involved. I know you said it's been a couple of years, and you were mm-hmm. one of the first psychologists that was certified in the New Beginnings program. Was this new to you at that point? Because I know you've been in practice for a while. Was this something that was different than what you had seen before?
So the New Beginnings program itself was new to me. But, you know, as Sally and I both practicing and working with children and families for over 20 years would both attest to the fact that it is everything wonderful that we know about parenting and effective strategies mm-hmm. packaged together in yeah. a 10-week curriculum that is so accessible and easy for parents to understand and to start to implement from day one. So the content itself, though there are some things that are very unique mm-hmm. to New Beginnings and mm-hmm. kind of New Beginnings language. You know, and it's fun when you start to hear families do that. One that I think about is adult ears. We talk mm-hmm. about protecting children from conflict by really not venting to your children, not allowing children to overhear hurtful things that you might be saying about the other parent, and mm-hmm. making sure that you really look to find adult ears
right.
that you can trust and that can listen to those kinds of conversations if you need to have them.
And everybody needs that. We all need
yes.
to be able to
and so
talk about our problems.
You,
yeah.
you start to hear the moms later in group, whew, I needed some adult ears today.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I like
and,
that.
And
yeah.
really like just relating to, mm-hmm. and that's what, so one of the things to go back to what you had asked, we know that New Beginnings works because there's 30 years of research backing it. That's why it was selected as the program to bring to Acadiana, because it has such a solid research base, mm-hmm. empirical support behind it. And so the fidelity with which it's implemented is extremely important to us. So it's an intensive training process.
Right.
We videotape sessions. We are directly supervised in our first round by the founders, by the folks in Arizona. We do Skype supervision, telephone conversations, weekly email feedback. And so all of that is the first round. And mm-hmm. then I tend to, and another therapist at Oakland & Associates, we supervise second round. So you have to really successfully, more than successfully, you know, been really outstanding for two full rounds of implementation mm-hmm. to become a certified New Beginnings
right.
leader.
Now, Sally, who typically comes in the door? I know you're certified now in the New Beginnings, and the judicial system mm-hmm. recommends people, and you said also mediators or family law mediators,
right.
and I guess the court, family court officers that supervise families that are in conflict, that are in the court system. Would you talk about some of that, how people end up at your door through this program?
Well, actually, they all come through Better Options because they're doing a fabulous job of marketing and letting people know, because judges in the past have had no place to send these people that are always in their courtroom. Mm-hmm. So it comes through Shonda, and then I don't know who's in my group till right before it starts. I've got a group starting in January, I believe, and mm-hmm. I don't know who's in it. She sends me the list, and then they orchestrate all of that.
So people are growing in awareness that mm-hmm. this is. And I know Better Options has been, they've had a private benefactor that has been covering the cost, which mm-hmm. is not insignificant. It's it's very generous. But I know that they have the intent to change people's perceptions of how parents should act and what is effective parenting. So mm-hmm. so how many people have you trained so far? Do you have an estimate of how many have come through the door?
You mean the mothers?
Yeah, the mothers.
Okay, I'm in my third group, and there's been six. There's usually six in a group, mm-hmm. so 18.
So at this point, I actually did the numbers this week because I was curious. So since October of 2016, we've had right around 250 moms and dads come through the program. Mm-hmm. We've had 38 full rounds of groups. Mm-hmm. And I think it was 11 mothers groups and seven. No. That was just in the past year. That was in 2018. We had 11 mothers groups and seven fathers groups.
So that's quite a few people. Yeah.
We tend to have, you know, Monday through Thursday night groups. As soon as one group is full, we mm-hmm. close that group. This is not an open enrollment. People are, you know, registered and enrolled in one particular group. There's only eight spaces per group because it's very intensive. You get a lot of one-on-one feedback and training mm-hmm. with your group leader. And as soon as one group is full, we close that and we open enrollment for a second group.
Right. Do you ever get to meet the children? Do you
No.
You don't meet them?
Mm-mm.
Do you get feedback from the parents about the outcome? Am I asking the right question here?
Well,
yes.
You know, I have had a few people that have come to me to work with their children afterwards. And in fact, one of my original clients that I had sent last year to the program, her kids came in one time and they were like, she's not doing the family fun time every week. And they ratted their mother out. And I printed off a calendar and said, put it on your calendar.
Yeah. Yes.
And she came in, that was probably like 6 months ago. She came in last week and she said, well, I was doing one-on-one time. And she just threw it out there. And I was like, you're still doing that? That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Because she sees the difference. Mm-hmm. And so I've had the privilege of seeing those few that it's working.
Yeah, and, that's great.
And the kids are just much happier.
Right.
Because they love mom and mm-hmm. they love dad. Mm-hmm. And their one wish is to get them back together. That's not going to happen. But if they're friends and they're talking and I don't hear bad and I can tell mom what went on at dad's if I want or I don't mm-hmm. have to, it takes the pressure totally off of them.
And when you're relaxed, you're not as likely to see the mistakes other people make. Or if you mm-hmm. see it, you know, yeah. you just give them a pass on it, like we do with our friends. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But with family, it's different, huh? So you're seeing people by the time they've really kind of come to the end of their rope.
Because you think about it, what you're going through when you're divorced, you don't have as much money, mm-hmm. you don't have time, you're having to work. Nowadays, you got to help your kids do their homework till all hours of the night.
Yeah.
And these kids come in, they go straight to their rooms, and they isolate. Everybody's isolated. Mm-hmm. And it brings them together. It brings them together for something fun. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm sorry, who doesn't like a game?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I'm into football. That's a game.
And I think part of why it works is there's that accountability piece, right? So with New Beginnings, because it's so intensive, because it's, you know, it's 11 weeks, it's 10 full two-hour sessions, plus three phone calls with your group leader, plus homework that you're doing every week, which I say homework, that might be to practice your listening skills in one-on-one time, to have done a family fun time activity with all of your children together. I lost my train of thought. We're working.
Catch them being good.
We want to establish new traditions. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, everybody loves the idea of family game night, but life gets so busy and it's easy to let those things, you know, go by the wayside. But there's an accountability factor when you're going in every week and Sally's going to look at you and say, how did family fun time go this week? You don't want to be the mom who didn't get that done.
Right.
And then your kids start to love it. And then 10 weeks in, now this is sort of, we've established this new tradition and routine. Mm-hmm. Kids are asking for it. They're putting it on the schedule sometime.
Right.
And so it's sustainable. We want to create long-term sustainable change.
Right.
And I have a personal story just because when my children who 28 and 24 right now, when they were little, we had a family, we called it a family fun night, because ours was, you know, it's at night. And whenever we'd go to a family function, I would always hear, man, your children get along so well. I wasn't divorced. It was just that's what all of us did anyway. But my kids would come home. They could not wait for Monday night. They could not wait for that time with us and the games and the fun. And we ate dinner together. And you know, we had four in the family. And everybody picked which night they wanted. And I mean, it was just the bonding time. And I've seen it. I've seen what it's done. And that's what I can share with my ladies. This works. My kids are still very close. They live we all three live in different time zones, but they still connect. They still
and
talk.
And what a gift that is for families, you know, to be close to your siblings, too, to be able to relax and have each other. When your parents, either whether they split up or they, you know, when they pass away, when you're older, to have that is such a gift. And we like traditions. I never even thought about that till y'all started talking. We still dye Easter eggs together, even though my girls are older like yours. It's just... We do fun things together, go to the movies, have lunch certain days of the week, and I don't know, I would miss all that if we didn't have our traditions.
Right, and that is what we're working to establish, and one of the things we want parents to be free from, and especially, so say the parent who has less time, less physical time with their child, sometimes they feel this pressure that it should be 24 hours around the clock, fabulous, wonderful, fun, baking cookies, going to Disney, and that it doesn't have to be that to have a healthy, really positive relationship. When you put in, whether it's 15 minutes of that really one-on-one individual conversation or 2 hours in a week of doing a fun family activity, but that's consistent and kids can count on it, it is Monday night every week, no matter what, nothing is more important than this family time. It doesn't have to be 24/7 around the clock party to maintain those healthy, positive connections. But when you can establish that consistent routine and tradition, it really creates those positive changes.
So while we're here, I know you said people are referred through Better Options Initiative, and it's from people that are either in the court system or going through mediation for splitting up. Do people can they contact you to talk about this, or do they go first to the Better Options Initiative? If somebody's listening to this and they want to find out more, what is the best method? Would they contact you, Dr. Johnson?
Yes. So we have the Better Options website has a wealth of information, and they're currently working to revise it and update it. We have videos. We have really... most of what you would want to know can be answered right there at your fingertips on our website. When parents have additional questions beyond the information that's provided, what usually happens is they call the Better Options office, and that I'm not physically at the office, but those messages get relayed to me.
Okay.
And so I'm usually, before they are seated in a group, enrolled in a group, I'm usually the point of contact for sort of all things new beginnings. But most parents... find that when they go to the website, they look at the registration information, they watch the video, they have a pretty solid understanding. And our hearing officers and judges and attorneys have a really solid understanding of new beginnings. So we find that more and more, 2 years in, parents are really coming in understanding what the program is.
And the benefits.
And the benefits and looking forward to enrolling in it.
Yeah. Well, we're in the studio today. We're at Raider Solutions, as we mentioned earlier, with Jason Sikora, who's taping Discover Lafayette. And I see you've been writing notes over there.
Yes. Thank you for being here, both of you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
So my questions were more just the paperwork side of it, because I think you explained really what you do and the program very well. So I'm looking at this from a perspective of, all right, I'm sold. I want in on this. Can anybody enroll, or does this, to clarify, does it have to come through the court system, or really just go to the website, start looking through things, and follow the process?
So there are very specific criteria. And so you do not have to have been referred through the court system. However, a component, and I wish I had the criteria print. Can we pause that?
Yeah, certainly.
There really is. So it's... I'm not talking now, just
okay,
off.
Okay, that's fine.
Because it's so specific, it's like ages 3 to 18, you have a minimum amount of time that you have been to court, that you speak English. I mean, there we have a list of six criteria right there under the registration. So that I can't cite off
and
the top of my head.
You can just tell them that you have to go to the website that lists all the criteria.
Right.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
And maybe I won't even pause this, because that kind of all leads into the same questions.
Right.
I was going to say... So this is specific for parents, though, not kids.
Right.
Yes. So, right. So the program is for parents only.
Okay.
And so you might be never married, separated, or divorced, but the common thread is that you're parenting separately.
Okay.
And then that, again, whether we have parents that have been separated for a week or divorced for 20 years, it hasn't been easy. It's been difficult for them. Many, many of our parents have been in and out of court, filing changes for modification of custody, and have had a hard time parenting together.
Okay.
And so so that is the common thread. So this really, at its core, is while the parenting principles are good for everyone on the planet, New Beginnings program itself is really geared to support families that have gone through high conflict, separation, and divorce.
Gotcha. And that kind of leads to my next question. Do both parents have to sign up, or can it, just the mother sign up?
Usually if it's court ordered, it's for both parents.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what helps. So they both understand what they're learning. They both understand what's best for their child.
Okay.
And you had asked earlier, is this for kids? I think in the very beginning, they had a group for kids,
mm-hmm.
and their research, what it showed was it made no difference whether the kids were there or not.
Got
it's you. About the parents making mm-hmm. these changes. And so that's why they don't offer it for children.
So it starts with yourself.
Right.
Before a change can happen, you have to change yourself.
Change
mm-hmm.
yeah. by empowering the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we did talk about the Rooted program. I know that there's a program at UL Lafayette where they're meeting with students, Jason, and they're letting them talk about their feelings and what happened. And I think the program will be going into the high schools, if I'm correct on that. I don't know if y'all are involved in that.
I am all things New Beginnings.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot happening
at
BOI that I'm not familiar with. Yeah.
To help the kids, because I know that they need that same outlet to be able to talk with their with common people that have common interests that have suffered. So. Mm-hmm.
Certainly.
Oh. And to the moms and dads question, it's not a requirement. So
okay.
It's ideal. We love when both mother and father enroll, but we have parents enroll separately or enroll at different times.
Okay.
And so it's certainly not a mandate.
Gotcha. And you said it's a 10-week course. And how often are you doing courses? Is it like 4 times a year or is it just nonstop?
I'd say nonstop for me.
Yes. So it's 11 weeks when you count our orientation sessions.
Okay.
And so in 2018, we ran 38 groups.
Wow. Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I said that wrong. In the past 2 years, we've run 38 groups. In 2018, we had 11 mothers groups and 7 fathers groups. So they tend to over, so right now we have 4 mothers groups running.
Oh, wow.
And 2 fathers groups running. So between we have 9 leaders and 2 locations, Monday through Thursday night. There are groups. So really, as soon as a group closes, we're opening a new group.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's always rotating, but we have physically 4 nights a week in 2 locations.
Wow.
And so the maximum we could have would be 8 groups.
Okay.
That
makes sense.
So.
And then just to clarify, is there a cost to this or is it completely free?
Better Options is funded by a benefactor.
Private.
Okay.
Benefactor,
yes.
Yeah.
So it's no cost.
So it's a win-win, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, thank you both very much for being here. This is fascinating.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Did we cover everything you'd like to speak about? Did I ask the relevant questions, or is there anything that we left out?
No, I feel like we've pretty much covered it. There's no more questions. Huh?
Do you know what's the one thing that... the one thing that I think is important, and we always address it, Sally knows, in orientation, the model that New Beginnings is mm-hmm. based on, mm-hmm. Because everything stems from that. And from the 30 years of research that has come out of Arizona State University, we know that when you can increase the warmth in the parent-child relationship, when you can increase effective discipline, and when you can decrease children's exposure to conflict, we have healthier, better adjusted children. They mm-hmm. have less adjustment problems. And so that's the formula. That is everything New Beginnings, really, in a nutshell, as we are working to increase the warmth and connection, increase a consistent and effective discipline, and decrease exposure to conflict. Mm-hmm. So when parents leave us, that's what we really are hoping to have accomplished.
And the benefits of that, I mean, childhood and young adulthood has so much conflict outside of the home. To have a safe mm-hmm. base that you can go home and talk to your parents, even if it's one at a time, to have to know that they're there listening.
What was that old commercial? Parents was the anti-drug.
Yeah.
Remember that back in the day?
Yeah.
Talking to your parents.
Because you need a safe, you just need a safe
and
haven.
I do want to say this. You had mentioned earlier about it's videotaped. The parents are not on camera. It's the facilitator.
Right.
And they're making
you
sure. Because it's a fidelity. They want to make sure we're doing it correctly. So we're always on camera. And you can hear their voices, but you don't know who they
are.
That's right. Thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah.
Because I know some people would not like that.
Right, right. Just for training. And we talk over that, you know, at length with the parents when they come in.
Right, right. This has been a pleasure learning more about the New Beginnings and having both Drs. Shonda Johnson and Sally Creed, two very professional counselors, and it sounds like you're really delivering a much-needed service. Mm-hmm. I know it's not just needed in Acadiana. We all, you know, no matter where you are, I think we could all use skills and increase our skills at parenting. I'd like to thank Raider Solutions again and Jason Sikora for allowing us to tape here at Raider Solutions. And thank you for listening. For this podcast and all of our podcasts, you can visit discoverlafayette.net, or you can go ahead and subscribe on iTunes or anywhere that you get your podcast. We really appreciate if you'd subscribe and then take a moment to rate and review the show. It helps keep us going. On behalf of Discover Lafayette, this is Jan Swift.